was struck as we entered this room by a very large print of George Corliss's Centennial Engine, which in 1876 put Rhode Island ingenuity on the map once again. Corliss was known for his massive improvements in steam engines, and in many ways, as much as we continue to perfect things for a very long period of time, Corliss's steam engine improvements were really a level of perfection to the point where he was imitated and ripped off worldwide. And I think we never left behind that spirit of making and inventing. We have done it in recent years. We've seen the growth of startups. We're seeing much more happening with the life sciences. And we're also seeing more recently a resurgence in interest in making, designing, fabrication of physical objects. And because we never gave up that reputation and strength in design, creation, manufacturing, I think we're going to hold on to that, but I think we're going to do it in a way that is going to surprise a lot of people. I think the software world, the life science world, and the maker world are going to combine, and by 2050, Providence will be known as the place that the first truly programmable matter down at the DNA level was made. Unfortunately, by 2060, we're going to be known as the place that brought all of H.P. Lovecraft's creatures to life. So it'll be a good 10 years, though. We'll be all right. By then, everybody else is going to be a problem. I think there'll be a shorter path from idea to actual creation. You know, we're in the very, very early stages of in many ways, there are many ways people can have access to things such as 3D printers and fabrication equipment. You know, AS220 has them. Many libraries have them. And I think what that does is that does give you the opportunity to have an idea, a design in your head, and have it manifest in the real world. But there's still issues of access. Not everybody can get them. They're not in every neighborhood. The skills needed to operate them are not there. But by the time 2050 comes around, whether it's a 3D printer or not, it might just be a food printer in your kitchen, you know. However it works out, there will be a much shorter path. There'll be more accessibility. People will be able to dream something and make it. And I think that's just going to be expected in 2050.